Hello, this is Minhu's podcast, and today we're going to talk about West African Afro-Caribbean music. The origins of jazz, blues, rock and roll, and the majority of American-based music can all be traced to West African music. Properties of West African music include cross rhythms, repetition, which can all be heard in jazz, blues, and others. The African music which became jazz and blues traveled to America through slave trade. The slave trade took place as early as the 15th century up to the 19th century. Over 12 million Africans were shipped as slaves to Europe and America. New Orleans, where the majority of African slaves lived after the slave trade ended, was the place where jazz started. Nick LaRocca and his band was one of the earliest jazz musicians. Here's his band playing their first jazz recording, Lively Stable Blues. Work songs were an important aspect of the development of the blues. Within the work songs, various musical instruments and features were developed and which later found their way into the blues genre. One of these was the call and response patterns in the African slave music. The call and response is extremely similar to the ring shouts, as the head slave would sing one line or verse and the other slaves would respond with a phrase that answers the first. During the slave trade, this would be the form of communication as they were prevented from talking to each other. The patterns of call and response later developed in instruments as well as vocal lines, which was used frequently in blues and jazz.
Why don't you go down, oh? Hey. Don't you ride? No.
The instrument called accounting was the origin for the modern banjo, but it only has three strings while the banjo has five. The first two strings are long melody notes, whereas the third string is shorter and is a drone string, which produces an effect where a note is sounded continuously throughout the piece, which is similar to the fifth thumb string of the banjo. Compared to the banjo, it doesn't have a really sharp sound, and it sounds like a mix between an acoustic guitar. Here is Bill Evans playing the accounting. Cross rhythms were very important in African music. The most common cross rhythm was the 3-2 cross rhythm, which was also known as the hemiola. There are other versions of 3-2 cross rhythms like tresillo, habanero, conga, and tango. Ethnic groups such as the Yoruba tribe found in Nigeria and the Akan people in Ghana carried the rhythms through the slave trade. Afro Blue by Mongo Santa Maria and Dizzy Gillespie was the first jazz standard to use the 3-2 cross rhythm. Without the music created from the mix of different musical cultures from the slave trade, we would not have the musical roots that influenced popular musicians like Michael Jackson and Elvis Presley to create music that is one of the most popular.